Welcome to everyone. So, is there anything from yesterday? Something to be discussed? Yes.
I forgot what you said when I asked you about the nectar.
The nectar,
From before, from the last
lesson. Yeah, yeah. So you asked about nectar, like what? Because I completely forgot, you know, so.
I have too.
Yeah. So, like,
it wasn't locked, you locked the door, right? When you unlock, then you get the nectar.
Nectar, Now I remember. The key to nectar, yeah.
Yeah, we spent the night looking for the key. I don't know if someone found that.
Yeah, probably, you know, one of the friend, you know, has hidden under his bed. Yeah, like, you know, actually the feeling there, like feeling, you know, arriving, it's like a kind of like undescribable, you know. It's difficult to put in words. So this is why they use many times nectar, you know, because so far I think nobody has tasted also nectar. You know, like it's only in stories. So probably this is why they describe, you know, as nectar, you know, as like something like another thing is like some life which is there, you know, has no stoppage, doesn't stop. So, and like this is why they describe it as nectar, you know, because it's something something there which is, in spite of any situation, any condition. So this is why they describe as nectar. Yeah, it's more like a feeling of that place, you know.
A good feeling.
Yeah, you know, I think it's beyond it, good, you know, good and bad, kind of like. Because it's like isness, you know, like, so difficult to put in cage of good or bad, you know, like it's something like that. So of course Kabir sings, so he's also singing today again. And today singing Bolana Ka Kahiye Re Bhai Bolat Bolat Taktar Nasai Bolat Bolat Badhe Bikara Bin Bole Kya Karahi Vichara Sant Milahi कछ सुनिए कहिए मिलहि असंत मस्ति करि रहिए ज्ञानी सो बोले उपकारी मूरख सो बोले झक मारी कहें कबीर आधा घट बोले भरा होए तो कबहु न बोले. कबीर speaking about our speaking, you know, kind of like a he's watching us. Probably speaking like speaking for speaking, you know, kind of like just for the sake of speaking, speaking. And there is no like nothing behind this speech. So Kabir asking us really be watchful what you are speaking, because this mode of speaking can take over, and probably there is nothing, no essence in the words, you know, like our speaking can go that way, that is like somehow speech is only speech. Speech has nothing behind it. And bolat bolat badhe bikara, bin bole kya kar rahi bichara. Kabir is saying, certainly if you keep on speaking without any essence behind, like words will lose the essence, and like there will be nothing behind them. And also he's asking, if you don't speak, then also like without language also questioning is not possible. Like one doesn't question life without language. So it's asking us really to make use of language, like make use of words, really as if you are buying them, you know, as if you have to pay, you know. And actually we have to pay, actually, like we pay life when we speak, you know, like we have to pay our time, our life, in order to speak. So it's asking us really to be careful, you know, like first really check within, and if there is some worthiness to speak. Like generally, what happens, you know, I read Kabir, and then, you know, like it's kind of like a omitting kind of, you know, something is going on that I have to omit this to somebody. And, you know, I knock on Nadia's door, and Nadiaji comes out, and I omit, kind of, you know. Like, generally, this is the way we use words. Generally, like, you know, it's like, as soon as you like adapt any knowledge, like adapting knowledge, like you have read a book, you know, you kind of like in the morning, like people in India especially, like people read newspaper and then they will get together and speak about it. You know? All of them have read already, you know, they know what they speak about it. So Kabir is asking like really to check within, you know, if there is something to be said, you know, something really, because language is the tool through which we can end up omitting as well as end up conveying something, you know, like end up really conveying our heart or words can be like a way to omit. So this is why, like he's saying, like really, when you speak, really check within, you know, that. Like many times, like for me, you know, speaker means somebody who also listens the listener. Like many times, I am speaking and I am not listening the listener. And listener is somewhere else, you know, kind of like. I am speaking and listener is thinking, like planning his own or her own things. And kind of like the, also person cannot plan because I am disturbing the plan when I am speaking. So there is no, probably no communication. So this is why Kabir is saying like, prior to speak, you know, really also listen the person to whom you are speaking, if person also wants to listen. And he's saying, Sant Milan Kachu Suniye Kahiye. And like if you feel that you are meeting somebody who can share some heart, Kabir is asking, certainly, you know, go for it. Like it will be helpful. And if heart sharing is not there, it's better to be out of the conversation. Jnani so bole upkari, murak so bole jhakmari. And certainly, people who know, they speak very little, and like why very little? Because in their understanding is a processing, like is a process. It's one has to start within. In order to understand. So they really use words so that you can start, you know, not so that not you understand, you know, like actually people who know, they speak so that you can be started, like somewhere, you know, something starts you, not so that is not adapted knowledge, you know, it's not like the, that, you know, all my kind of like what somebody said, you have to have with you, not that way. Kahe Kabir aadha ghat bole bhara hoye to kabhu na bole. And Kabir is saying that when you have not much to share, you know, it's there is willingness to share, you know, like there is willingness to speak, and when there is some depth, like its words are used like very appropriate way, you know, so that they can be starter, you know, like a if you know how to make curd, so you need like some starter. And somehow like the people who know, they use words same way, like, you know, so that they can be starter, and then, you know, you have to make your own curd, kind of, you know. Curd will be your, but certainly something can start, something could be started. So Kabir is asking that if we can really, you know, see things this way, see speaking this way, that will be very, very helpful. Yes, please.
Is he saying to speak like in an inspiring way?
You know, also like inspiring way is like probably like inviting way, you know. Like, because inspiring is also like little bit much. So kind of like inviting, you know, so that works could be an invitation. Like, you know, to become curd, kind of, you know, that way. So if there is any questions, please. No, not action, like, you know, the inside, like, you know, you really kind of like, you know, start feeling something, and then there is like a whole probably life is put behind it, you know. It's kind of like when you get an invitation from friend, like you have to prepare yourself, you know. You have to, in India, you have to buy new clothes, you know, all these things. So all this preparation, you know, kind of like, so it's like if words are an invitation for something. Yes, please.
One of the activities we do at work is called brainstorming, is that we are sort of in a group and we are sort of thinking together, trying to create a concept together.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone speaks, we still don't know. Like we don't wait until we know the concept to speak. So we almost say things at the point where we say they still don't make that much sense. But we are saying so that in a group, we communicate, and together we create a concept which arises at the end. Okay, so that seems to be an exception to, it seems like a very valuable activity, but if we would follow maybe exactly what he's saying, that seems like an exception. It doesn't seem to fall in that, what is described.
Mm-hmm. You know, so like, yeah, probably like a, because, you know, like Kabir will be trying not to create any concept. Like, you know, like when Kabir is speaking, you know, he's not trying to, because maybe concepts are good for the group. But like what he's trying, like, you know, another way of living, not the concept way of living, like, you know, the, so that, you know, kind of like life is being lived not through any kind of like anything outside, but through inside. So maybe like for the group thing, you know, that is very good, like, you know, that kind of thinking. But like these people really like that kind of like a, you know, if there is a group, if everybody is included in that group, you know, that they will say group, kind of, you know, like, so nobody is excluded, you know, including the plants, the everything, you know, animals and everything. So they have this split.
Speaking in a way that shares energy with others, sometimes it can be loving, affectionate energy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can even be in a group, like brainstorming, where you're involved in a group process and you're sharing energy that concepts may arise, but the energy itself could be a compassionate, loving energy. And words are used as a mechanism, but it's not direct, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So would that be also inclusive?
Yeah, that, you know, kind of like, you know, this is why he's saying, like, you know, in a kind of inviting way. So it's not that kind of like, you know, anyone has to follow that, but if one can follow one's own heart at the same time, like, you know, in a inviting way, like heart can be invited to it.
So heart is a motivating factor.
Heart is?
Sharing affection.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like really kind of like a, like when energy is there, it's like invitation as well as love and kind of like a, also feel taken care. Like when words are used in that way, so there will be like a feeling behind, like being taken care of, being loved, being invited to share, like all of them behind it.
And being present when speaking.
Of course, otherwise, like it will be like the story of the head, you know, like if presence is not there, you know, behind the word, there will be nothing. Yes, please.
I was just wondering, in response also to the brainstorming, which is a Western invention. Brainstorming is a Western invention,
mm-hmm.
and it's very much intellectual and conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
And what I get here to you about Kabir and this inclusivity, that the heartstorming is part of it. Maybe it's not even a storm, it's something different.
Maybe kind of like a, you know, breeze, you know, heart breeze, we can say. Not a storm, you know. Like a,
and the invitation resonates very much that it's not imposing something or to, to come with your exclusivities conscious, but actually to really the subjectivity, the person, the brainstorming, not just the concept of the idea.
Yeah, you know, like the, so that, like we can include ourselves in that. Like generally, like with the thoughts, you know, like we say, this is thinking of so and so, and I'm joining that. Like generally, like with thinking way, is like, you know, this is thinking of so and so, and I feel like joining that. Kind of like we join somebody. And here is an invitation to be, you know, kind of like to feel that and accept that as if you yourself are living through that. Like with the ideas, you know, I will be living ideas of somebody. And with this, you know, I will be living my heart. But maybe it could be that my heart was invited by some, you know. There was an invitation at some point, But then, you know, my heart took over to it. So that way. Yes, please.
For me, the heart breathes, the condition for the heart breathes might be that we are without competition or judgment.
Yeah, you know, I think
that,
yeah, you know, like certainly there will be no competition, you know, there will be no kind of judgment, you know, certainly.
Which could be in the brainstorm.
Yeah, I think so, that will be there, yeah. Yes, please.
I'm a homeopathic teacher and I have to
Yes. Yeah, no, I think, you know, like when you have to teach, especially like a, you know, something, probably words have to be used there, you know, like, but like really being careful that also you are sharing some heart with those words, you know, like you are present with your students, you know, maybe that might be helpful. Then there is like a another kind of connection, you know, with the students. Like when you, if you use only words, the connection is like, it's not much. When there is something also love, then it's very different, you know. Then maybe like it makes a difference. Second one, he is singing. Bolo bhai, Ram ki duhai. Ihi rasi, Shiv san kadak mate, Pivat ajahuna aghai. Ira pingala vhati ki ni, Brahma agani parjari. Sasi har sur dwardas munde, Lagi jog jugtari. Man matwala, Piye ram ras, दूजा कछु न सुहाई उल्टी गंग नीर बही आया अमृत धार चुआई पंच जने सो संग कर लीने चलत खुमारी लागी प्रेम पियाले पीवन लागे सोवत नगिनी जागी सहज सुन्नि में जिनी रस चाखा सतगुरु ते सुध पाई दास कबीर इह रसी माता कबहु उछत ना जाई Kabir describing like the juiciness of life that people who are dropped in juiciness of life he's saying that drinking never ends, you know, like it's somehow you know, generally from experiences of life, like we know that there is starting and end, you know, starting of a thought, like through thought way, through thinking way when we live, like there is a beginning of thinking and end of thinking. Feeling way, there is a beginning of feeling and end of feeling. And like what he calls juiciness of life, like falling in the realm of light. And he's saying that there is beginning but no end, you know, it keeps on kind of, you know, the reducing quality is not, like, you know, generally in anything we do, there is like a reducing quality, you know, like any, it keeps on reducing, not increasing. And he's saying that people who fell in the juice of life, you know, in the love of life, it's not like they haven't felt reducing quality, you know. There is no that, you know, now I cannot drink more, kind of, no. That is not there. It keeps on happening. And anything to fall in this juice of life or love of life, ida pingala bhati kini brahma agani parjari. I think people who know anatomy of the kind of body, they say that in the backbone, like in the very center of backbone, there is one energy channel, and to the left of it and right, there are two more energy channels, like kind of like a almost not physical form, almost like almost energetic channel, or you know, I don't know, but it feels like when we use like a software, you know, like a software means it should be like a energy channel, you know. There cannot be a form, like, you know, there will be a form, but in form of energies, like probably like you are the right person to kind of like, you know, if I'm right, you know, I guess that the softwares, you know, they have like a patterns, but no form. Am I right or not?
Software is the same thing as any mechanism in the world.
Yeah, no, that I understand. But like the mechanism will have like a physical form. And I guess in software, there is not so much physical, you know. Like it's mechanism, certainly. But mechanism on the level of very least physical. So this is what I kind of like I'm trying to, because what these channels are, almost not physical, you know. But really you cannot say that is not physical, you know. Like as in software, you cannot say that there is not, because it, every time it works in the same pattern. Like it goes, the programming goes through same pattern. So certainly there will be some kind of other kind of physics. Like if my guess is correct, you know, because this is, I'm guessing from me. So if you say yes, then I will, because then I don't know, I'm kind of guessing, yeah. So what Kabir is saying, like, you know, in this, these channels are like that, you know, almost not physic, but something physical, you know, like which can you really, your body can really feel flowing. And but it's not part of the body. Like, you know, certainly there will be something, but very subtle. Yeah, please.
Software, are they predictable in the same way?
They are predictable. That's why kind of like I was thinking like how to say. Yes. And with software, you know, like, yes. Right, like I found all these are my guesses, you know, like about software. Like when people talk, like I haven't learned, you know, like I can, you know, type on computers, but I don't know anything more than that, yeah, on computers. But guessing, you know, it could be working that way.
Me how, like, when you sink into that place, there's that predictability in the movement.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kabir says, and you say often, the key to actually sinking in that place is fluid and changes all the time.
Yeah.
A bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, yeah, it's a little bit mysterious.
There's even the next level, which is light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's people building devices based on light.
Uh-huh.
So even light itself can end up fulfilling a function, like, you know, like
in the way, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the software have electricity.
Yeah.
Then you can even go to the next level,
mm-hmm,
which is light, and still fulfill functions.
Yeah, it's still that even on that level, you know, the mechanism can be made,
yes,
like even on the light level.
And the light level.
Yeah, like because, but the light is like, you know, on that level, like light having patterns, and light can be without pattern.
Yeah.
Like, huh? What?
Light is wave,
uh-huh,
and corpuscle.
Ah, okay, yeah. So like, you know, on the level of like when light has pattern, then mechanism can be made. But when light has no pattern, I think no mechanism, you know, like, you know, according to my, like how I see inside me, you know. Yeah. So Kabir is saying that, you know, through those channels, when the like a like when we feel life in us, like it's felt like, you know, it not static, you know, it's like not like a staying at one place, you know, it's like there is a something kind of like a, you know, moving quality, you know, like it's, you know, but it's not like a, like when I'm moving hand, not that kind of moving, you know, something that. So Kabir is asking, like, when this moving quality of light is caught and passed to these two channels, Ida and Pingala, then somehow like the all the doors of senses they get like senses doesn't feel so important, you know, so asking. Like prior to this, senses we have to follow. Somehow like we feel that, you know, when my tongue asks for gulab jamun, I really have to go to town and buy it, kind of, like before this. But Kabir is saying, like, when that happens, you know, I could, you know, manage without. Like he's saying, when flow happens through that, then senses leave, last this dominating quality. Like prior to this, senses has always been dominating. And jog jug tari, a kind of attraction like attraction to spiritual life happens, like really you get attracted to it. And मन मतवाला पिए रामरस दूजा कछु न सुहाई. And certainly in this situation mind also joins you. Mind really doesn't go off you, you know. Like generally, like our mind is always difficult, you know, like always tells something else. And in this situation, Kabir is saying that mind also joins you. And he's saying that the current of life which used to go out turns in, you know, like kind of like. And all the five senses also joins that current turning in. And then he's saying, Prem Piale Pivan Lage Sovat Nagini Jagi. And certainly the cup of love is found, and drinking starts through that love, and like the life wakes through wisdom, like somehow the life connects to wisdom, and wisdom and life, it's not separate. Sahaj sunni me jin ras chakha satguru tay sudh paaye. And certainly, like a very different kind of space appears, and in this space, remembrance to life, to that kind of life happens, and this remembrance is not part of memory, so kind of like never lasts. Stays with you, and certainly life beyond limits is experienced. दास कबीर इह रसि माता कमहु उछक ना जाए. एंड कबीर इज सेइंग दैट आई रियली फेल इन दैट स्पेस इन दैट जूस इन दैट नेक्टर एंड आई हैव नो चांस टू jump out, you know, like I have no somehow there is no way that he could jump out of it, you know, like he really has to be there or what, however, you know, that works. So any questions, please?
Uh-huh. And when you were saying turning in,
yeah,
and integrating as I said to myself the senses and the thinking into that, what makes it?
Yeah, like a kind of like a like probably you know, this this space he's describing has gravitation. Gravitation in, and that pulls the, you know, this outgoing quality to ingoing quality. Now, probably, you know, it's very difficult to say, because it's not gravitation, you know, some kind of like, something which can attract. Because for, in our, like, scientifically, for gravitation, it needs like some matter, you know. In order to gravitate, I think without matter is not possible. But this space, you know, somehow, you know, I don't know how, like, scientifically I cannot say, but, you know, there is some pull.
So this is a literal, literal explanation of how the guru or holy man receives wisdom or revelation.
Yeah. This is like kind
so
of.
It is.
Yeah.
It's how it happens.
Yeah, how it happens, yeah. It's kind of, yeah. Yes, please.
When it happens then, is it irreversible? Is that the last sentence?
Yeah, you know, he said that,
once it starts,
you know, I have no way out to jump off, you know. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he doesn't, whether he wants to or not.
I think, you know, nobody will want also, yeah.
Is there any time or with the process that starts and then stops? Or this,
mm-hmm.
I'm calling it a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly process.
Does it start and stop? Like, is there appearance of it stopping?
Yeah, you know, like in prior to this, prior to this space, falling in this space,
yeah.
There will be, you know, the process. That means sometimes you join it, sometimes you irritate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's never really stopped, but it looks like it stopped?
Never really
stopped?
once this, like, like you fell in this space?
Yeah.
Then it's not like off and on, you know.
Okay. Like, so when you describe off and on, that's something different.
Something like prior to, like, prior. When okay. When you have not fallen in this space. Yeah. Yes, please.
Two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, maybe you said, but I didn't get it. How this process start, or how can I reach this?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, like, this is what you are looking for. You know, like, certainly, like, life is putting you in, you know, things, with things which will help you. Kind of, you know, it's not like one or the other, you know. Like, somehow, all the factors of life, you know, have to be included in this. Like in this kind of, so it's like what happens, sometimes we do one thing and sometimes another thing and sometimes another thing, and somehow they come together, and yeah, then this happens. So it's not like a one or the other, and there will be time that I will say one or the other, you know. Like for me, like, say, okay, you know, this time I will read Kabir. And then maybe time comes, now I will read Jesus. You know, now, like, this kind of phases in life will happen, and all of them will be helping. Not to think that only this is helpful, only Kabir is helpful, you know. there are other factors which are also helpful. So when you are in like any faith, really joining that with the heart, and all of them helps. Yeah. Certainly. Like, you know, if your heart blossoms by drinking whiskey, you know, very much. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please.
The second was, you said something rejoined the singing, or
something.
The salt rejoined. How does it feel, or how can I that the mind is joining, and how does it feel when the mind is not joining?
Like, you will know, you know, it's not a question, you know, like when mind joins, you know. Like, when mind is not joining, it's stretching somewhere, no? Mm-hmm. Like, your legs will be this way, hand will be this way. Mm-hmm. Like, you will feel a stretch. And when mind joins, you know, like, it's really very, very light feeling, you know, almost weight is lost, you know, without any tablets or without any belt or, you know, like, almost weight is lost. So you will not miss. Yeah. So maybe some quiet time.